This spinoff of my Taking Back Birth podcast is called Walk and Talk. It was about time that me, Marin, and Indie Birth co-founder Margot got together in an informal, regular, talk show type format to talk about whatever's on our minds. We'll talk about the ideas and topics that bring us together as midwives, women, and best friends. Stay tuned as we literally walk and talk about whatever comes up for us in this episode. We welcome your ideas or suggestions too, so be sure to leave us a review on iTunes and let us know what subjects you want to hear.
Morning. So, you're walking. I'm walking.
I'm out. We're walking and talking.
I'm getting to the top of my hill now, so.
Well, I think this is going to be fun.
Okay, so self-care. This was your idea. I think this is a great way to start this series of talks or whatever the heck this is.
Yeah. I think it's a great way to start really any conversation around birth for moms or for us as people that go to birth. So yeah, I think it's a natural first place to start.
Yeah, totally. It makes me think of the students in our school lately saying that a lot of them have kind of let themselves go, so to speak, over being busy with school. And, you know, self-care is the first thing to go, whether it's like you feel like you're gaining weight or you're just feeling yucky. You know,
totally.
It's a hard thing for people to fit in, but I don't know. I don't know why that is necessarily first thing to go.
It is the first thing to go. So yeah, I guess that was sort of both of our ideas when we were like, how can we set aside some time for us to talk and create a new podcast series or a different series or whatever it is exactly that we're doing. And we talk in the mornings when we both go out for walks often. So it seemed like a natural way to combine a couple things and multitask while we try to do it all.
Totally. And it's a good excuse for people to get out and walk and listen to the podcast. I mean, I often do when I'm out walking,
Yeah. Listen
to stuff. So if you're going to listen to this, you got to get out. How's that? At least for this one.
Yeah, or sit differently or do all those things. I guess we could talk about that, how we encourage our own clients and students in the school and whoever to get into movement and alignment and all of that. I'm really lucky in that I have someone here in Duluth, Maria Antonescu, who I hope I'm saying her last name right, and she's finishing up Katie Bowman's 2-year alignment program.
Awesome.
And she
is, I didn't know she was still doing that.
The 2-year program?
Yeah.
I know, yeah. Yeah. Speaking of people who have websites that are sometimes hard to navigate.
For like real?
So yeah, Maria's in that program, and she is finishing up, and she's done some complimentary sessions with some of my clients here, which is really amazing. And I guess we could talk about what that actually means if there's people listening who don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, go for it.
Me go for it. Okay.
Well, I don't have someone here, and I'm going to tell you after why I wish I did, because there's been at least one kind of consistent issue, but I'll save that for when you're done explaining what you're talking about.
Okay. So if you don't know Katie Bowman, go check out her work. Is it still katiesays.com?
I don't know, to be honest with you, but you can Google her, of course.
Katie Bowman, K-A-T-Y. She's really an amazing resource, and she is a biomechanist, and Marin and I met her and took a session with her in 2012 at the Trust Birth Conference. Is that right? 2012?
Yeah, because
so
I was
ago,
like about to birth
have a baby.
Birth a true.
And it was just really eye-opening. She talked about alignment and how getting away from natural movement has really negatively affected our health in so many ways. And she was obviously at a midwifery conference talking about specifically how our alignment can impact birth. And it seemed like such a missing ingredient. I mean, there are, of course, some midwives who don't talk a lot about nutrition either, but, you know, most of us care at least somewhat. And in the indie birth sphere, we care a lot about what people eat. And it seemed like, well, why haven't we been talking about how people move? Right. We're really trying to get back to how naturally we can live. And so her stuff's amazing. So she talks a ton about walking somewhere in the realm of 21 miles a week. But obviously not, well, maybe not obviously, the people that this is new to, not, you know, walking on a treadmill, not walking on something flat. And she talks about shoes and barefoot shoes and all the things we can do. So I can't get into it right now, and I'm not an expert, but I'm so grateful to have somebody locally who is and who can work with my clients and impart that wisdom upon them better than I can. But we talk about it in our first week of the 5 week how to have an indie birth class too, and I try to talk about it with all my clients.
Yeah.
And I try to live it as best I can, although admittedly I fell off the wagon pretty hard after having Celosia.
Right. Well, it is a commitment to really observe the information, and I certainly don't feel like an expert. I feel like I kind of do the bare minimum. I mean, I'm out here on the trails every morning wearing my sandals, even when it's freezing out. So there's things that just are part of my lifestyle. But some of the other information, the stretches and all that, I feel like I'm still learning too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the challenge has been, at least for me here, especially with first-time moms, which is, you know, often what a lot of the issues, where a lot of the issues come from, or for things mm-hmm. you're trying to figure out. Yeah, totally. Is that it's a lot for them to take on in pregnancy, meaning the alignment stuff, some of them. And, you know, sometimes you don't really meet people until later in pregnancy. So you're just mm-hmm. basically trying to help them manage where they're at. You know, if they're not really available mentally, emotionally, whatever, to like take on this alignment project, which is kind of how I feel about it sometimes.
Yeah.
Then you're trying to just help them manage and, you know, deal with something this week that's come up twice with two different people has been really bad round ligament pain.
Oh, interesting.
Like to the point where, you know, I'm trying to make sure I'm not missing anything major, like some kind of organ issue or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But for both people, I think did in fact turn out to be just that. And a chiropractor kind of confirmed it with at least one of them. So, you know, that was just a couple days ago. I haven't even thought about alignment as far as that went. But now I'm thinking like, you know, what are these women doing that they're in such severe pain from their ligaments spazzing out? Like, yeah, I guess it could be random, but you know, how else mm-hmm. can we help? Like, what are they doing in their daily life or not doing? Because these aren't like hugely pregnant people either.
Right.
Yet. I don't know. I don't have the answers. It's just been my week.
Well, and I think another thing that I see is first-time or not first-time moms, often there's this idea that they should be doing, like, hardcore exercise, which is definitely
right.
part of Katie Bowman's work, is to dismantle all of that and
right.
say, you know, if we were, like, we've come up with this weird exercise idea where you go to the gym for half an hour to replace the fact that we aren't out walking like you and I are right now. Along
yeah.
this beautiful frozen creek, puffing and puffing along some icy path here. And
cool.
so, yeah, I feel like that's been hard for me as a new midwife, because, you know, there'll be moms that tell me, you know, oh, I went to, oh, I can't even remember what it's called, but there's a group here that is for fit moms,
yeah.
whatever that means, where they are doing, like, tons of crunches and push-ups and,
oh my gosh,
you know, just like really intense physical activity, which, you know, some people go into pregnancy doing, but most don't. But they are getting this idea from somewhere that, you know, they should be doing exercise instead of natural movement. It feels like, you know, it feels hard to convince them sometimes that it'd be more worth their time and money and effort to go out for a walk every day if they can find a way to do that instead.
Yeah, I am a huge advocate of that, pregnant or not, actually. You know, for women in this stage of their lives where they're birthing children and raising children, I mean, everybody can do what they want, obviously, but I think it's so largely about nourishment, and I feel like that is a component of the natural movement stuff.
Yeah.
We're not beating our bodies into the ground. You know, Deva barely slept last night.
Oh,
you know, 15 years ago, when I would have gotten up and ran 5 miles,
I just
can't do that right now. Like, I need to get out and get sunshine and vitamin D and get oxygen moving through my body. And I need to connect
to nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this is the crucial piece that becomes self-care, you know, like getting out onto the earth no matter where you live. And of course, you know, maybe not when you're talking with somebody, you don't make these connections, but just like for your sanity, like pregnant or not, this is like my sanity time.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's 20 degrees here today, and
good for you.
You know, not the whole reason we moved to Minnesota, but part of the reason was because I felt like, or not, maybe a side bonus was that I felt like I would get out more here than I did in Arizona.
Okay, that's crazy.
You know, yeah, but you know me.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hot. So yeah. I actually really love the cold, and like the creek is literally frozen next to me with water running under it. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, I bet. It is not frozen here, of course.
I was going to say, one of our students, Fauzia, and I'm sure she won't mind, and maybe I could ask her if I could post this, but she did some initial research. I didn't make them do a full research paper in our research methods class, but she did the initial research around the benefits of walking in pregnancy.
Oh, nice.
And found some cool information. Maybe I'll post that later.
Well, and really, like, yeah, I mean, research, you know how I feel about research. It's awesome.
Right. Like, no, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, the elder midwives that I know, at least I can think of one that I trust immensely and is so smart and, you know, has had an amazing career as a midwife, you know, walking is kind of a prescription for the women that see her. Like, it's not even really, like, negotiable. It's like,
right.
And she's been saying that for years. She's been saying that for way longer than Katie Bowman. So, again, I think it's
right.
Also this spiritual, mental, emotional way we can take care of ourselves. And, you know, it's just so easy to do. Who can't get out and walk? And if you can't, you have to make time for yourself to do it.
Yeah. Well, there's so many good resources, too, about walking with kids and that sort of thing, too, through the nutritious movement, Katie Bowman stuff. And I try to get out with Felicia as much as I can, but I also totally like being alone.
Yeah, I've said that probably
before. Yeah.
Right, if you have no option. But if you do, you know, you have to maybe structure your day around it and get out before kids. I mean, my kids were not even up yet. And I've said this before, but they know that this is my time. Like, they ask to come everywhere else in my day. But they do not ever ask to come on this because they know they're not invited. End of story.
Right. End of story.
Yeah. So what else?
So what else? don't know. It's fun, though.
What other self-care things? Oh, I went to a new yoga class this week.
Oh, which one did you go to?
Well, I went to the same place.
Uh-huh,
but
different day.
Yeah, I was feeling frustrated that the classes were, like, identical.
Yeah.
And my brain was having a hard time since I, like, had the class memorized. And
yeah.
It's heated, so I was, like, sweating my ass off and also being, like, mentally stressed. So anyway, I took the chance and went to the same studio but a different teacher, and she's brand new, and she was amazing.
Cool.
Amazing. And not just, like, physically amazing. Like, she was totally, like, an athlete and strong and flexible, but also just really inspiring. I guess she does some, like, life coach kind of work. I looked at her website.
Mm-hmm.
So she's totally had the vibe of, like, I left totally inspired and, like, pumped up for the day, you know, that I could do anything.
Because
her class was hard. Hard.
Mm.
Like, the kind that makes you, like, wobble and think, like, you're going
yeah.
to die while you're doing yoga.
Yeah.
That sounds so fun. Yeah, I was happy with myself that I, like, tried, you know, that I tried it, because, like, I'm totally sore now, and it felt so good, and, you know,
yeah.
it's just getting yourself there, I think, half the time, at least for me, just, like, get yourself there.
Well, it's the prioritizing thing. Someone posted this week, and it's not, like, a totally original thought, but instead of saying, I don't have time for that, or I don't have money for that, try saying, that's not my priority right now.
Yeah,
see
totally.
How it feels different. And I feel like, you know, I've been on a pretty intense self-care journey the last, like, 11 months or so, like, starting last January-ish. You know, we had moved here, and I had a 2.5-year-old, and, you know, she didn't sleep very well for, like, the first million months of her life, and I'd had, like, such a hard pregnancy and miscarriage, you know, like, it just felt like I was in a really serious rut.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, worked really hard to figure out how to start seeing a therapist, which is something I don't do as much now, but I saw her every week for a while, and it was so helpful to just have someone. I mean, it's the same as we're not therapists as midwives, but to have someone to check in with every week.
Sure.
Who would ask me, like, what have you been doing for yourself? And,
right.
like, why, you know, what are some things that would help you feel better? And how is your eating? How is your movement? She was, like, she's a very holistic, amazing person. And
yeah.
Or maybe a wise woman person even, because, you know, she never tried to say, do it this way.
Sure.
It was just, how do you want to do this? And just continually reaffirming for me that I was worth it, and to figure it out. And there were times where I felt mad, and I was like, but I don't have the money, or but I don't have the time, and I don't have the support. And, like, I wanted to be like, you're a liar. But it wasn't true. Like, once I got over that, you know, it really, I found ways that were small at first and now are much more ingrained in my day. And I feel so much better, and I feel like myself again. And I don't know, I guess I would say, like, especially with the money piece, all of it came back to me, like, threefold or tenfold or what, you know, like, all of the self-care stuff that did cost money, and it doesn't all cost money. It paid for itself because it allowed me the time and space and energy and the feeling good to let me find some ways to bring in more income. So just in case people thought we had all our shit together here at IndieBirth, I want to share that with you too.
Yeah, well, I want to know too, and I'm sure other people do, like, what kind of clicked for you that, to put simply, you decided you were worth it? Because how often
yeah.
do we hear this, like, as women? And it's so hard.
Yeah.
Like, we can hold space for women that are feeling this way because we've all been there. But ultimately, like, you can't change it for someone, you know?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
They have to want that and believe it. So how did you, like, get to that place where you were, Margo was worth it?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like part of it was like hitting rock bottom. Like,
well,
you know,
that's the way.
Like, yeah, it's like, I mean, my parents are both in AA, and so I hear a lot of talk around that, and like how to change habits and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. I just felt like something just had to change because I didn't have any energy. And there are still things I'm struggling with now. Like, I won't lie, but, sure. You know, I was sick of just feeling like I didn't have time for myself, and I don't know, I guess I reached out, and that was enough. So I would encourage people, if they're feeling like they need support, sometimes it's as simple as just asking for it, and
which is the hardest part for some people, for sure.
Yeah, and well, and of course, like, my kid was older, so I had started feeling like she probably could handle more time away from me, and you know, just dealing with anxiety around that. Today, speaking of, how appropriate, today is Celosia's first half day at a cute little Waldorfy daycare.
Oh, nice. I can't believe she's that big. Like, time flies, really.
I know, and you know, a year ago, that would have seemed like a pipe dream. Like, oh my gosh, I get 4.5 hours to work on indie birth stuff in my own practice and go for a walk and talk with Maren. Like, look.
Yeah.
I think I just felt like it was insurmountable. And I wasn't totally hopeful that my reaching out was going to work, but you just have to keep reaching out, I think. And I didn't realize, I feel like, back then, how much I could do in a half an hour. You know, because it seemed like, well, it seems very all or nothing. Like, I either want 8 hours alone, or I want 0 hours alone, because why would that be worth it to try and arrange for that half hour? Or why would it be worth it to try, you know, to bring Celosia to the kids club at the YMCA? Where you get free, it's amazing. Here you get 2 free hours a day if you want it, if you're a gym member. And I know there's programs like that in a lot of places, but it felt too scary to try and leave her, and like, what if it didn't work? So I had to just get out of that and try here and there to be hopeful.
Yeah, I think being hopeful is good, and not shooting yourself down before you even start. And that's, you know, I think something a lot of us do too with various things, that kind of like, well, why bother, you know? But the why bothers certainly add up, and then you're like at rock bottom.
Right.
Yeah, totally. Well, I was going to talk about a couple of other things that have helped me, but, you know, nothing is like the magic bullet or the magic fix, so I'm not painting it as that at all. But one thing, of course, that I've talked about a lot is just Chinese medicine and acupuncture. And oh my gosh, my best friend acupuncturist has moved away, and I am so sad.
No.
I am so sad. So I'm not getting acupuncture at the moment, but I have learned enough about herbs from her. And of course, she's still available to like help me with that. And those really help. Like, I've felt good about passing on some of the info too to some of the moms I'm working with, like especially postpartum, when some stuff is coming up for them that like fits the symptom pictures that she's taught me about. You know, that
well,
in Western,
she did a session.
Yeah, she did a session at our last conference. And she and I have been talking about her writing like a little booklet for Indie Birth on these herb combinations and symptom pictures. So stay tuned for that, because I think it'll be really valuable. I mean, these are herbs that anyone can get. They're not like prescription or anything.
Right.
So that's been really helpful for me. And like I said, some of the other women, like when in Western medicine, we look at hormones and things from that perspective, especially postpartum, right? Like 3 months postpartum or the 6 month postpartum, or just things are kind of weird or shifty. But that's been like a huge help that I've kind of worked into my self-care over the last 10 years, really. Like, it's just part of it. And I know enough now to like go to the herbal combinations when I'm feeling a certain way or if certain things are going on, and they totally help.
Nice.
Yeah. And the more recent thing I've told you a little bit about is just doing the CBD oil, which, of course, is all the rage. I'm sure most people know about that or have access to someone or something. I mean, but yeah, it's been feeling really good for me to do. And funny enough, my dog has been doing it. Did I tell you I've been giving Basil a drop?
Yes.
Yeah, my seizure dog. Well, he's out here on a walk with me, which is totally weird. Like, he had stopped walking with me. Because, I don't know, I guess he just didn't feel up to it. But he gets a drop every morning, and he kind of looks forward to it, and then he wants to go on a walk, which, like, I'm totally not making up. Is like, it's so really cute. Happy. I know. I think he is feeling better, and so I'm hoping that his seizures become less. But even if that doesn't happen, I feel like he must be feeling better, like, unless it's just a huge coincidence.
Yeah, we'll see. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I do think there are helpful tools and tricks and techniques and, you know, therapies out there that can support us through these, like, intense, stressful times and, you know, can really be self-care.
Well, and we do that really cute flower activity with mom sometimes doing our, you know, DIY prenatal care class, or I used it recently at another pregnancy class that I was experimenting with here, a workshop, you know, calling it Nourish Your Natural Pregnancy. And, you know, I made this a graphic version. You usually do it on a whiteboard or on a big piece of paper where we make a flower with all these petals, and all the petals are different parts of self-care. And then we ask them to brainstorm, you know, what are some ways that you fulfill this? So, you know, there's like a spiritual petal and a nutrition petal and a movement petal. And
right.
I feel like just sometimes the hardest part is getting organized. I mean, I'm feeling that so acutely with our current, so people probably don't know, we haven't talked about it at all, but we're doing this big rebranding thing.
yeah, people have no idea about that.
So it's this huge undertaking that we're working with a really cool team, and it's just been really neat to see, like, oh man, just putting energy and focus on something and having someone help you get organized can be just like such a game changer. And so maybe I'll post that, or we could put that on the page for this talk, this little flower idea, and just sitting down and even by yourself or with somebody that you want to brainstorm this with, you know, filling in your own flower and figuring out, like, where are you neglecting yourself and what are some ideas that fit your schedule and your budget and all of that to help you pay more attention to that part of your self-care. And
yeah, I didn't tell you this, so now is as good a time to tell you this.
Oh.
But I have another fun tool that, okay, let me back up. So I have my prenatal book that I give to all my clients that I work with, and it's really dated, so I've been refreshing it and adding stuff like this that 10 years ago I didn't have in there. So one of the students in our school, Emily Gensler, made a really beautiful handout, I think on Canva or something, for my class in the school. And the handout, just because this is what she chose, is all about self-care. And so I really like, her handout's great. And it's just a different way of saying what you just said. Like, it's a list of kind of like divided up into categories, like ideas for self-care, and asking the person filling out the form to kind of like rank where they are. So I loved her idea because I think it helps people like see what's even an option. I think that's sometimes the problem.
Yeah.
It's like, what could I actually do, and what constitutes self-care? Like, you know, going to Starbucks and sitting there and drinking coffee or tea, like, if that's your self-care, then do it. You know, there's not like a right way to do it. So anyway, I asked Emily if I could, you know, give her credit and use it in my prenatal book. So I was really thrilled to come across, you know, like, I don't need to reinvent the wheel as we're trying to like help these clients of ours. So anyway, Emily's self-care thing will be in my prenatal book with credit to her. And I thought that was really cool. And I think it was cool for her to like you know, just have it included in something else. Like, she didn't know that was going to happen.
That is cool.
Yeah, but yeah, it's nice to see they're thinking about it. And, you know, all of the ways together we can support, especially these women we work with, in, like, addressing this topic and not acting like it's not a thing. Because I think a lot of midwives don't. And for years, like I said, I didn't really either. It wasn't something I, like, brought up.
Right. Well, and, like, there's the whole perspective that the concept of self-care shouldn't be a thing, but it is.
Right.
And it most typically is a thing that women are lacking, especially, like we've been saying, in this time of life where we're expected to wear all these hats.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're a stay-at-home mom, which I pretty much did for the first good while, I mean, I was dabbling in other stuff, but not heavily.
Right.
You know, I was working on indie birth stuff, but we weren't, like, full throttle. So even then, like, it's just, it was so overwhelming to me as a first-time mom. And, you know, I'm seeing some of my clients right now do a really good job or a better job than I did, and I'm so impressed. And then in other ways, I also am like, hey, give yourself more time and more, you know, more grace. And, you know, there's things that they struggle with too, but in a lot of ways, I feel like preparing them for that time better, I'm seeing the benefit for them. So, and pregnancy too. So it's different for each phase, but
right,
the foundational ideas remain the same. But of course, I dream of a world where we don't have to talk about self-care as if it's like a thing. It's just like normal.
But yeah, I think I said, no, totally. I when I did a podcast on self-care, I said that. Like, I kind of wish it wasn't even a phrase. Like, it's funny that it is, you know? And I mean, it's fine. Like, it communicates what we're trying to talk about. But I agree. It's just like not a thing. It's just like taking care of the body and the mind and the heart that you were given here now. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well. Cool. Well,
I'm on the straightaway back to my house. Yeah, good timing.
We always come full circle, right? Literally.
Indeed.
Literally. Cool. Well, to be continued some other time, and I'm sure we'll talk later about a million other things. I feel like I have a list at home that I'll be getting you later for.
All right.
But thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you enjoyed our first walk and talk adventure. And if you have topics or ideas you think you want to hear us chat about, let us know. Email us or find us on Facebook, and we'll see what we can do.
Maybe we could even have, like, a call-in. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be. I'm not quite sure how that would work, but I guess it could with all the technology we've got.
Perhaps. Anyways.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
All right. See you later.
All right. Bye.
Yeah.